Welcome to The Extra, the show that connects you with the issues, topics, and people that are important to you. Well, for 54 years, Silver Key, the organization, has been serving seniors in the Pikes Peak region. Silver Key is a nonprofit that supports a healthy quality of life for seniors, allowing them to age safely with dignity and independence. And Silver Key is diligent. They want to work to ensure that the value, worth, and needs of all the seniors in our community are identified and honored. Joining us today with information about services for seniors and amazing volunteer opportunities, we're so pleased to have with us Jamie Garcia, Chief Development Officer for Silver Key. Jamie, welcome to The Extra.
Thank you.
And also on the KRDO Newsline, Jamie Holligan, Director of Volunteers, Events, and Community Engagement for Silver Key. Jamie, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Shannon. Good morning. Thank you for having us, and we're excited to connect with your listeners.
It's so fun. We have Jamie and Jamie. So I'm going to say Jamie H. Let's start with you. Why don't you explain to our listeners, what is Silver Key?
Absolutely. Silver Key was founded, like you said, over 54 years ago by Betsy Myers Burroughs. She was our founder and had this really amazing dream. She dreamed of some silver lining clouds. And in those clouds, there was a doorway with a silver key that opened up. And in her dream, she looked over our city and saw a variety of seniors and was inspired the very next day to start Silver Key and develop an organization that would really change the lives of our local seniors. We've also had an executive director over many years ago named Mickey Crashauer that many of your listeners may know. She made a tremendous impact. And what makes Silver Key special, Shannon, is that there's no organization in the nation like us with the combination of wraparound care that we provide in the Pikes Peak region. Really, our mission is to provide a healthy quality of life for seniors, allowing them to age safely with dignity and independence. And we do that through so many different services that we provide, everything from our transportation to our Meals on Wheels, our Connections Cafes. We've got our case management team, Shannon, our peer navigators. All of our staff have such a heart for seniors. We actually have two campuses in the Pikes Peak region. We've got the Murray and Fountain location on the southeast end of Colorado Springs. And then on the north end, we've got our Monument Tri-Lake Senior Center and the Grace Best School, as well as the thrift store off of Highway 105, and then our thrift store off of Murray and Fountain. So there's tremendous opportunity for your listeners and everybody tuning in today to get involved and learn a little bit more about Silver Key.
So you touched on some of the services. Let's list them down so that our listeners can find out exactly what type of services they can tap into.
Absolutely. So, you know, Silver Key is best known over the decades for our Meals on Wheels program and our home-delivered meals. Each day we make potentially up to 500 meals, anywhere from 2 to 500 each weekday, Shannon. So it's really quite a feat for our staff and our volunteers to come in and help kind of package the meals. We work with a dietitian to make sure everything's balanced with the protein and the sugars and all of the nutrition. So the nutrition program is very robust. We have 13 Connections Cafes throughout the Pikes Peak region. So we've got as far north as Monument Tri-Lakes area, as far west as Woodland Park, all throughout the center of the Colorado Springs area. So your listeners can call in our 884-2300, be able to make a reservation a day in advance, and enjoy that warm, nutritious meal and that fellowship with other seniors at our Connections Cafes. We also have a very robust food pantry. We're the largest food pantry in southern Colorado, and we get the bulk of our food through Care and Share Food Bank. So that's something that seniors can sign up for, get registered, and receive that monthly food coming into the pantry. We have the choice model they can select off the shelves. They can receive the kind of the pre-assembled carts, or we also do the homebound deliveries to the seniors that are truly homebound. We also have, we mentioned the thrift stores, Shannon. So we've got a robust durable medical equipment section at our Murray and Fountain store. Our thrift stores at both locations have amazing household items, clothing, books, CDs, jewelry, fun things, you name it. All these little treasures we recommend that you guys check out. And then we've got our, like I said, our case management team and peer navigators. We have a robust companionship program. So if any of your listeners are caregivers and want to have, you know, their eyes on their particular loved one, we can have staff and skilled volunteers come out that are trained to be able to have eyes and in companionship and connectivity with the senior, take them for a walk, out for a cup of coffee. So our companionship program is really fantastic as well. We provide calls of reassurance where we do wellness calls and check in on the seniors. In our transportation program, many of you have seen our buses and shuttles around that provide safe travel to doctor's appointments, dialysis, grocery stores, and much more. So you can see, Shannon, that we have tremendous wraparound care that really differentiates us in the Pikes Peak region.
Certainly, certainly. And how many people do you serve it, and what types of people are getting served by these services?
Great question. So last year, we served over 9,000 seniors in the Pikes Peak region. We're so proud of that because, once again, we provide that care with dignity, and we just have such a passion to help the seniors. And we help anybody that identifies as a senior. So if they're 59 and a half or 103, whatever the case may be, they identify as a senior, they get registered through our Silver Line 884-2300 number. And we work with, all ages with the seniors and then all socioeconomic levels. We started to see lots of different folks come to us in the pandemic, and especially with what's going on with the inflation and the economy. So seniors more than ever are needing Silver Key at this time. So that's why we're really excited to speak to your viewers and get that build that awareness and that connection for them to support our senior mission.
Yeah, and I can vouch this is a wonderful resource in the community, especially as the baby boomer generation ages, and these kind of services can help people, whether they age in place or age with dignity as they move on to another location as for their home. I mean, this is a wonderful resource. So again, the website where you can find out more is silverkey.org, and that Silver Line, if you'd prefer to call, because I know a lot of folks do like that. You can call 719-884-2300 and you can get connected with one of their experts. We're going to take a short break. Jamie and Jamie from Silver Key joining us today on The Extra. You're listening to KRDO News Radio. We're back with Jamie and Jamie, Jamie Garcia and Jamie Holligan of Silver Key, the organization that helps seniors throughout the Pikes Peak region. So let's start with this. March for Meals is the week of March 18th. What would you like to say about this?
Absolutely. Jamie, do you want to kick this off, or do you want me to?
No, I'm going to let you take this one, Jamie.
Okay. Very good. So Shannon and Jamie, with the week of March 18th, we are excited to have the March for Meals Champions Week. Silver Key is a proud community partner with the Meals on Wheels America. This has been a program, nationwide nutrition program, that's been around for 52 years, and we've been a part of that for many decades doing our beloved Meals on Wheels program, where we create nutritious meals every day and package them and deliver them to the doorsteps with all of our dedicated volunteers each and every weekday. So that's something that we like to raise that awareness. The week of March 18th, on the 18th, 19th, and 20th, we'll have some special, dignitaries coming in and community influencers and people that we love to see out in the community that love our senior mission. So they're going to be coming from the fire department, from various organizations, to be able to help us prepare and package the food that week, Shannon, and then also deliver the meals to the doorsteps of the seniors. So they'll get to be immersed in our senior mission. It's something we're really proud of, and it's an opportunity for your seniors to know that this is happening in the month of March, but also ways that they can support and give for us to continue to grow that program.
And as you know, I've shared on this program before, I've gone through this journey with some of my older relatives recently, and it's so difficult sometimes because appetite and whether things taste good is one of the things that seems to go. And so making sure that they're maintaining that nutrition is such an important facet of their aging. And that's where Meals on Wheels really comes to the fore, right?
Absolutely. I'll share with you with your listeners a quick story. So last year, I was actually involved with delivering a meal to a senior. He was a widower for the past 6 months, and he said that the Meals for Silver Key absolutely changed his life, made him feel better, increased his quality of life. He had so much more energy that he was, like you said, having well-balanced, nutritious meals. You could see the little twinkle in his eye that he was so happy. He missed the food, that delicious food his wife made each and every day. So food was a memory for him, but he ultimately was so happy. And I think he was saying that she would be proud of him, that he signed up for Silver Key and was getting those balanced meals. And it was also an opportunity for him to connect with others. He was able to connect with our cheerful volunteers that come up to the doorstep, be able to share his life story, his love story. So really, it was just an amazing experience to come across this particular senior that literally shared that the Meals on Wheels program single-handedly impacted his life.
Oh, I love that. And that connection you mentioned, I mean, that's so critical too, because sometimes it takes an outside observer to recognize that maybe there might be something that could use some extra checking on, or maybe you can expose that particular senior to some of the other programs that might provide social experiences. I mean, there are so many aspects of getting that regular check-in when delivering the meals that can be helpful.
Absolutely. Yeah, the wellness checks that our volunteers do, once again, our volunteers are the heartbeat of the organization. We could not do what we do every single day, Shannon, if we did not have our volunteer force helping us in all of our service areas. So we really train them to have the eyes and the awareness when they go up to the doorstep or they make that wellness call, whatever the case may be, that they're thinking about what's going on with the senior. Do they look the same as last week? Are they functioning? Are they dressed for the day? You know, how are they communicating with us? So, you know, like you said, is there educational opportunities to let them know that there are rides and meals or case management or a handy person program, whatever the case may be that we have, there's that wraparound support for them. So they're truly our ambassadors in the heart of the organization.
Well, we would love anyone out there who wants to find out more information to give you a call at the Silver Line, 719-884-2300. Or also you can find out more information at silverkey.org. Again, it's about that time that we need to take a break. I'm joined today by Jamie Garcia, Chief Development Officer of Silver Key, as well as Jamie Holligan, Director of Volunteers, Events, and Community Engagement with the organization. Coming up, we're going to be talking about something called the Silver Key Senior Sunrise Breakfast, as well as some senior summit events. But senior sunrise breakfast, see, this is kind of like for high schoolers, they have the senior sunrise breakfast, but this is at the opposite side of the age range that we're talking about. And so we want to talk about how everyone is welcome for this, but how you can get involved. That's when the extra continues. You're listening to KRDO News Radio. I'm Shannon Brittius. You are listening to KRDO News Radio, and time for our second half hour as our guest today, Jamie Garcia of Silver Key, and her colleague, Jamie Holligan, Director of Volunteers, Events, and Community Engagement, join us on the KRDO Newsline. Let's talk about that event we were mentioning prior to the break, the upcoming Silver Key Senior Sunrise Breakfast. Tell us about that.
All right. So we do have two events that are coming up in May, and so we're going to start with the Senior Sunrise, and that is a networking fundraising breakfast that we are going to have the morning of May 10th. It starts pretty early. We're starting at 7 a.m. with a coffee wake-up. The program will begin promptly at 7:30, and that is going to be at the Marriott on Tech Center Drive. And this is an opportunity for Silver Key to bring supporters and friends together to provide updates on the services that we provide and really share some of the impactful stories over the last year or so that really demonstrate the work that we do. So we are in the process of looking for folks that would like to come and join us that morning. We are always looking for folks that would like to captain a table and bring their friends, colleagues with them to learn more about our work. So if anyone is interested in learning more, they can go to silverkey.org and you can type in sunrise in the search bar up there, and that will get you to the form to make a reservation. Or as always, you can call our Silver Line at 719-884-2300 and get more information.
Let's talk now Because that sounds so exciting. It really does. And boy, oh boy, if you can make it, that would be fantastic. Because the more numbers, the more awareness is built. But let's talk about the Senior Summit. What is that?
So the Senior Summit is going to follow the next week on May 16th. And that is going to be at the Great Wolf Lodge. And we are from 9 to 2 that day. We have the entire bottom conference level of the Great Wolf Lodge. And that is an expo of all services that are available to seniors in our community. So we have numerous vendors, 80 plus vendors that are coming that are going to tell all of the services that they have to provide to seniors. We will also have informational sessions throughout the day. And as we get a little closer, we're going to start promoting what those info sessions are going to be. But they're really coming from topics that have come into our silver line. So when seniors call us and they tell us that they're concerned about scams or they want to learn more about, you know, Medicaid or Medicare or whatever it is that they're asking, we're collecting those themes and we're putting together presentations based on what the concerns are. And so it's an opportunity to come by and learn about the different services. And it, not necessarily just if you're a senior, but if you also have a senior in your life and you want to know what's out there so that you can help provide more support, it's a great one-stop shop for you to come and see all of the different things that might be available that you weren't even aware of. Jamie, do you want to add on to that?
Yeah, absolutely. So with both events, we want to let you guys know, like Jamie Garcia mentioned, with the Senior Sunrise, we're definitely always looking for the table captains. We're also looking for volunteers that would want to help us with both events in terms of, you know, greeting at the door, helping out in the parking lot, you know, maybe some registration check-in, sort of logistics. So if any of you love special events and you've got a cheerfulness about you that you'd love to wake up early in the morning and be able to help us throughout the day, we'd absolutely love to have you volunteer. It could be just for those singular days, or you could be helping us more in a long-term capacity with events and in other areas. So just want to let you guys know that there are volunteer opportunities for these May events.
And how else can people contribute, and how do those contributions impact Silver Key and their clients?
So there is always an opportunity to go onto our website, and right at the top of our website, there is a donate button, and we are always appreciative of, even if you don't have time to, you know, volunteer with us, if there's a way that you're able to make a financial contribution, those contributions make our volunteers really make us, give us the ability to do what we can do. A monetary donation helps us cover all of the services that Jamie shared with you earlier. Everything from keeping the cafes open and running to keeping the pantry stocked to being able to provide companionship. All of that we are able to do because of the donations that we get in the community. The transportation, I mean, we've got to gas up those vehicles. So anything that you can do just allows us to open up our services to more and more people. A couple of other services that I want to just mention, we also have a senior center up in Monument. And so this is an opportunity for seniors to come and have some social engagement. There's classes up there, there's speakers up there, and it's at the old Grace Best Elementary. Seniors can pop in and they can take a yoga class, they can play a game of spades, they can learn to play mahjong, they can take a line dancing class. All of those things are just so important in keeping our seniors social and active. We've also recently opened a computer lab at our Murray location, and there's some computer classes. So if you are interested in learning how to get online and fill out some of those important documents or access your health portal, maybe you didn't ever think that you wanted to use the computer or need to use the computer, but now you're feeling like you need to, we do have some opportunities for learning in that space.
That's wonderful. And all of the efforts that you make, I mean, I think for a lot of seniors, it's a very difficult thing to put themselves out there in some of these settings, because it is a different generation that maybe wasn't used to, you know, opening up to strangers as much, and, you know, and moving in new circles as much. You know, a lot of our seniors are used to aging in place, but once they do, once they get a taste for it and realize how it enriches their lives, I think that is the key. And it also provides so much caring attention from you and your volunteers, your staff and volunteers there, Jamie, that it can't help but help make these lives, the seniors in our community, feel valued, feel treasured, and feel like they're appreciated. We need to take another break here. When we come back, more from Jamie Garcia and Jamie Holligan of Silver Key, the nonprofit that's geared toward helping seniors in our community. That's when the extra continues. We're back with our final segment of the extra, and today's extra actually hits very close to my heart, because I have a number of older relatives, as do many people in the community, and have seen their journey, which sadly ended with their passing. And so many of the services that you're mentioning, I tried talking them into, Jamie, and it was just because of their nature and their privacy and their feelings that they wanted to stay private, it was very hard to open them up to some of these possibilities. But I love that we're getting the word out to our listeners, and hopefully broadening the awareness of this wonderful organization. And this organization depends on the kindness of our community. So tell everyone about the highlights of giving opportunities.
Yeah, so, you know, one thing that we've been doing over the years is we have had to, you know, morph and evolve the services that we provide, because, you know, things are changing, and what seniors need is evolving. And for example, maybe when we first started, it was about transportation and Meals on Wheels and the concern that 1 in 12 older adults are food insecure. But now we've really morphed into continuing that work, but also what are the other things that we can do to make sure that our seniors, our grandmas and our grandpas, you know, those important seniors in our lives, and for some of us, our parents, what is it that they need? And sometimes, even though they may have the basic needs, they don't have that social connection that maybe they desire, or they're frustrated by their iPhone or whatever phone they have. Or maybe they just need some home modifications just so that they can age in place more safely. And so we've really, you know, morphed the services into what, you know, any senior in our community needs to just thrive, really. And so any support that you can offer, not only financial support to cover all of the different areas that we need support with, but also that encouragement maybe of a senior in your life that has been hesitant to ask for help. I mean, we obviously hope that the seniors would call us and say, you know, I have this concern and this concern, and then we'll get them in the right place. But sometimes it takes a little encouragement from those in their lives to say, you know, have you thought about calling Silver Key? And I think some people are hesitant to do that because they think that maybe somebody else needs it more. Or maybe, you know, they just don't think that they qualify. And really, membership to Silver Key is open to anybody. if you want to, you know, come learn to line dance, or if you want to take a computer class, or, you know, if you would really feel better if somebody called you once a week just to check on you, that's whatever you need. You know, we'd like to have that for you. So again, maybe there's somebody in your life that you could just say, hey, have you thought about calling Silver Key? And even that is helpful to us, because we don't want to miss anybody out there that might need our help.
I think you hit it on the nail on the head. A lot of seniors have that, you know, self-contained sort of pride, right? And they feel like there are others who need this help, and I and my family can take care of me. But sometimes their family may be out of town. They may, have jobs. And so Silver Key is just a wonderful, wonderful safety net in our community. And we really want to get the word out. Let's talk about the impact of support to provide services for seniors.
So really, we could not do the work that we do without contributions. You know, we don't get funding from any place else. You know, we have some amazing grantors that provide dollars to us, and amazing volunteers. You know, over 400 volunteers. And we've had some that have significant milestones with us. They've been with us, 15, 20 plus years. We have one, I think, that's about ready to celebrate. Jamie probably knows exactly how many years, but just amazing volunteers that have stayed with us. And we just can't quite cover everything that we need to do, on our own. So if there's anyone that is interested in providing more, so that we can, just provide more impact, it's critical. One of the other ways that we provide impact is we provide a hope scale assessment to our seniors that interact with us. And it's basically determining where is their hope. And this is probably an assessment that you've taken when you go to the doctor. And we typically review that, and then when a senior's been with us for some time, we may have them revisit that assessment with us if they choose to. And what we see is that seniors that engage with us over a certain period of time, their level of hope increases. And what that translates to is that we can see that seniors that have a higher level of hope are less likely to use our emergency services in our community, which in the end is, a tax savings, savings to the community, because if they're not calling for an ambulance, and if they're not having emergency room visits, then that's a savings for everyone. And we're pretty proud to be able to demonstrate and show that some engagement with us, that hope is lifted. And really, they're living a happier, healthier life because they know we're a phone call away, and they can save those emergency calls for when it's a true emergency, but they can really work to get their life in a more comfortable and healthy space.
Well, again, let's tell everyone who's listening how they can contribute, how they can volunteer. What's the best way to go about it?
So in terms of volunteering, Shannon.
Oh, go ahead.
Oh, go ahead, Jamie.
Go ahead.
I'll let you go with the contributions, and then I'll dovetail with the volunteers. Go ahead, Jamie.
Okay, absolutely. So always visiting our website at silverkey.org. You can navigate to whether you would like to donate, or if you'd like to volunteer, or if you want to learn a little bit more about our services. And you can always, our first point of contact, no matter what you need, if you want to donate, if you want to volunteer, if you need help, if you need a ride, if you need food, whatever it is that you need, or you want to learn more about anything we said today about the events, you can call our Silver Line at 719-884-2300.
And to dovetail on Jamie's comment about giving back to Silver Key with your time and treasures, and if anybody's interested in volunteering, they can, once again, call the Silver Line number. They can come by our offices up at the Murray and Fountain location, 1625 South Murray, or up at the Grace Best Center at 66 Jefferson Street in the Monument Tri-Lakes area. We'd absolutely love for people to go to our website, like she said, silverkey.org, and click on volunteer at the top. You can fill out an application. But really, the beauty of volunteering, Shannon, is that it adds tremendous purpose and satisfaction to somebody's life. Jamie talked about the hope scale. It increases hope for people to have more zest for life, more interaction, more purpose, social connectivity. I just talked with a lady actually just last week that was a new senior to town. She wanted to inquire about the scope of our services, so I went over everything that we covered today. But I also mentioned to her, I said, if you're brand new to town and you don't know anybody, volunteering is the perfect avenue for you to make new friends and to get out there, see new environments. So she's thinking about it, which is exciting. I'm going to follow up with her again this week. But I thought that was really neat that we had somebody that was new to the community, had heard about Silver Key through one of their neighbors, and really realizes that we're the premier senior resource in town. So once again, people can get involved in a variety of areas. Shannon, all of our service areas are actively seeking volunteers. In particular, our companionship area on the south end of town, our transportation department needs some help with drivers, nutrition, Meals on Wheels drivers, and the Connections Cafes could use some help with additional volunteers. Jamie Garcia mentioned our Digital Experience Hub. We're seeking more instructors for that. So if you have an eye for technology and want to be able to follow some curriculum and help teach seniors about, using a smartphone or basic computing skills. We also have the opportunity for a door greeter up at the Tri-Lake Senior Center, greeting people as they come in for the fun classes and the activities. And then we have a handy person program on the north end of town. So if anybody loves to fix things, whether it's grab bars or minor porch ramp repairs, there's definitely opportunities to get involved with our handy person program. And we plugged earlier the special events. So if anybody's thinking about getting involved with the events that we have, especially for May, the Senior Sunrise and the Senior Summit, please give us a call because we could definitely use your help.
Well, Jamie Garcia and Jamie Holligan, I wish we had more time, but we're out of time. But thank you for joining us here on The Extra, spreading the word about the key that opens a lot of doors, Silver Key. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much, Shannon. Amazing.